Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch on Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program, the North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations, raising questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. Rescue workers in the city of Tainan, Taiwan, clawed through wreckage today again in hopes of finding more people trapped in a 17-story apartment building that collapsed from a powerful earthquake on Saturday. Liu Shusheng is the Deputy Secretary General of the Taiwan City Government.
We are entering into the most difficult period of a rescuing operation because as we find out that there could be around 100 people still missing in the crash site. So we have successfully rescued over 300 people out of that crash building.
At least 34 people died in Tainan, a city of 2 million people, many of whom were inside that apartment building, those who were killed. Somali security officials are saying the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, apparently one an employee of the airport, handing the laptop to the apparent suicide bomber. This is VOA News.